The terrorism trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev will be the focus this morning in two separate courtrooms on different floors of the federal courthouse in Boston. On the lower floor, federal judge George O'Toole will begin the 21st day of selecting a jury. Meantime, several floors up, a panel of judges in the Court of Appeals will hear arguments from defense attorneys who say Tsarnaev cannot get a fair trial in Boston, so Judge O'Toole should be ordered to move the trial elsewhere. WBUR's David Boeri has been covering the contentious trial throughout and joins us here in the studio this morning to discuss what's expected to be a dramatic hearing today. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, three times the defense has struck out in getting the trial judge to change the venue to move the trial out of Boston. Tsarnaev's lawyers have also struck out at a court of appeals once before. So is there any reason to think this hearing will have a different outcome today?
No, not really. And that's because the judges who will be hearing oral arguments today are the same three judges who ruled against the defense by a 2-1 vote last time. And the two judges who voted against are already showing signs they're going to do the same thing now. They didn't want oral arguments today, and both of them voted to deny the defense motion to temporarily suspend jury selection until the Court of Appeals decides what to do.
So why is the defense proceeding then, and what's it hoping?
These are zealous defense attorneys, and they're aiming for the higher court. So they want to get to make their case to the full Court of Appeals. And to do that, you have to go through the smaller panel.
You said that the vote earlier was 2-1. So what's the dissenting judge saying about this issue?
His name is Juan Turuella. He's 81 years old, Bob. He's been a federal judge since 1974. And his dissenting opinions in this case suggest he really cares about this. He has been on fire. Back in early January, Turuella objected to what he called the rushed process of evaluating Tsarnaev's argument. And that argument is that the entire city of Boston and greater Boston were victimized by the bombings. Turuella called that argument compelling, and he described the rushed and frenetic process, those are his words, and as the antithesis of due process. So last week, Turuella criticized his colleagues again for putting obstacles in the way of discussing what he called the heart of the issue here.
What's he think the heart of the issue is then?
Well, what he says is the question is whether the answers given during jury selection have demonstrated that the jury pool is so tainted and prejudiced that Tsarnaev won't be able to get a fair trial. The defense wants to put in front of the judges the facts it says it has gotten from analyzing those questionnaires on the 1,373 jurors in the pool. The defense says they indicate that 68% said they think that Tsarnaev is guilty, and that's before the trial ever begins. The defense also wants to present some of the answers prospective jurors have given during these individual jury questioning. So the defense wants to discuss those decisions that have been made and who's gotten dismissed and who's been seated from this jury and why. But a lot of this material, and here's the key thing, Bob, a lot of this material the defense wants to present has been sealed by the trial judge, and he won't allow them to talk about it in the oral argument today.
Well, given all that, what's likely to happen, do you think? In the brief 20 minutes that both sides are allowed before the appeals court this morning?
It's going to be a little strained because the defense is going to have to refer the judges to the sealed material and ask them to consider it in private without talking about it in public. But the trial judge, O'Toole, says the defense can refer to the jury questioning that's already been heard in open court, but which in transcript form he has sealed.
All right, so while this is happening upstairs in the federal courthouse, jury selection continues downstairs, where the judge maintains he will soon have a fair and impartial jury?
That's right. The bottom line is that judges are given tremendous discretion. The government continues to say there has never been a case in this district where a conviction was overturned because a trial judge had denied a change of venue to the defendant. But the defense here says there's never been a case like this before.
All right. An upstairs and downstairs day for you today, David Boeri, over at the federal courthouse where you're covering the Tsarnaev trial for WBUR and WBUR.org. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.
Reminder, you can get live updates throughout the day on the trial.